It's the first day or second day of the Hijrah year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Islamic year a happy year for all of you. And your family and your women. It's an honor for me to be here today in this masjid to see these beautiful people around and to say that wherever you go now these days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His will, everywhere you go you find a masjid. And might be in the same street, you can find many masajid. It's not only one masjid. I was passing in London in one of these streets, and they told me, oh, this is here a masjid. We moved 5 minutes, another masjid. We moved 5 minutes, another masjid. They told me in this district alone, there is 19 masjid. Alhamdulillah that everywhere around the world you find a masjid and you find people are praying and the masajid are not enough. There is one masjid that I visited, not in this country but overseas, is can take inside 150,000 people, musalli. Outside can take 100,000 musalli. So total is 250,000 can take one masjid. This is in Jakarta, Indonesia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspiring His sincere servants to put masajid and decorate it, not to have a masjid that has no writings in it like a warehouse. There are many masajid today, they are like warehouses. Allah revealed Quran to humanity full of honors, full of decoration for Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means full of favors that Allah favoring the Ummah. So masajid has to be also to look nice for people when they enter, they feel to sit, not like a warehouse you want to enter and you want to run away. All Muslims, we are in a time that we have to go back to our roots. And our roots are the root that Prophet ﷺ has taught his Sahaba. He didn't emphasize on one thing, but he emphasized and made the religion to be different divisions. Different means topics. And today we are trying to make the religion one topic. We are limiting our ability of understanding Islam to one topic, which is the five pillars. We say that Islam is the five pillars. But we don't continue more than that. We stop at that. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardah, he mentioned that hadith of when Jibreel alayhi salam came to see Prophet and to ask questions. And Sayyidina Umar was relating that A man appeared in the front of the masjid, entering to the presence of Prophet ﷺ that we don't know. He came as a stranger. He was Jibril alayhi salam, Prophet said at the end. He was Jibril ja'a li'allimakum deenakum. He came to teach you your religion. He didn't say, he said he came to teach you your religion. So means religion is within this hadith that Prophet answered Jibril alayhi salam. So Jibril asked him about three issues on the religion. He asked him, ما الإسلام وما الإيمان وما الإحسان. He didn't ask him, ما الإسلام, and stopped. He asked him three important issues that complete each other. You cannot take one and leave the rest. Today, we are taking one and leaving the rest. Why we have to leave the rest when it is a completion of the basis, the structure of Islam? When you build this mosque, for sure, you have a structure to build the masjid on. You cannot put this roof without having a structure, then there is no way how to hold this roof. So Prophet ﷺ gave the structure of Islam and built on it the other two important columns. We say the world is how many dimensions, this universe? Physicist, there is any physicist here when I say, how many dimensions? Three dimensions. This religion, how many dimensions? Three dimensions. Islam, Iman, Ihsan. You cannot have one dimension and leave the other two. You have to have the full dimensions. So Jibril alayhi salam came and said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad, Mal Islam. And everyone knows what Prophet answered, Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadun Rasulullah, wa iqamus salah, wa ita'uz zakah, wa sawmu ramadan, wa hajjul bayt. These are the five pillars of the first dimension. But your home is not complete. That is the structure. That is the floor and the walls. But you cannot live without a roof. The roof for all of that is aqa'id, belief, iman. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa bil yawm al akhir wa bil qadri. You have to believe in the roof that you are going one day, because aqidah is the most important. You have to close that structure. And cannot be closed without a real aqidah. That's why imams came with aqidah. They taught us aqidah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahaba, we are not the caliber of the sahaba to understand one. You need some imams that they will be like today you say, there is a liaison between a man who between this and this, an intermediary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired these four imams of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah First Imam Abu Hanifa, second Imam Malik, third Imam Shafi'i, and fourth is Ahmad bin Hanbal. Inspire them to simplify for us our aqidah, because it's not so easy. To put the structure correctly, to put the roof correctly. They cannot have a roof, half roof. Then rain will come in, snow will come in, and then you'll be in problem. So they came as imams, and they gave that simplicity in explaining to us, in order that with our limited capacity to understand what Sahaba did understand from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are not Sahaba. We are not the companions of Prophet. They are. They were hearing Sayyidul Bashar. They were hearing the Huwa al-Habib. He is the loved one. No, there is no two. Because he emphasized when he said Huwa. Huwa al-Habib. There is no other Habib. Imam Busayri understood the reality of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one can say he is Habibullah except Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam.
Ya ala takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Ya ala risalat!
Ya Rasulullah!
Ya Shaykh Kambali!
Inna!
He said, Huwa al-Habib. That you don't need to go anywhere else. You cannot, there is no Habib. You can say Muhammad Habibullah, you can say Allah Habibu Muhammad.
Subhanallah.
But you cannot say, I said it many times, you can say Ibrahim Khalilullah, but you cannot say Allah Khalil Ibrahim in Arabic. In Arabic you cannot say it. It's impolite. You cannot say Allah Khalil Ibrahim. Allah is not Khalil Ibrahim, but Ibrahim is Khalil Allah. You can say Muhammad Habibullah, and you can say Allah Habib Muhammad. So that's a big difference, that Allah gave that reality and that honor to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, whose grandfather is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilur Rahman. So there is one Habib, and we have to follow that Habib. So as is written there, وَكُلُّ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مُلْتَمِسٌ. All of them, they take from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. غَرْفًا مِنَ الْبَحْرِ أَوْ رَشْفًا مِنَ الدِّيَمِ. Either you take with big quantities from the ocean, that water, that pure rivers, you take water from the rivers, or handful of water. It depends on your capacity. Our capacity is handful. Whatever imams today reach high level, their capacity of understanding Shari'atullah is minimal compared to the capacity of Sahaba. Not compared to each other, no. Might be some better, some. But compared to Sahaba, alayhim ar-Ridwan, you cannot make a comparison. So these four imams came to introduce for us, you know, the Islam in order that we can understand it. So they came with aqaid, first of saying you have to fix your aqidah. If you have a wrong way of understanding Islam, then your aqidah is not perfect. You have to perfect it. And inshallah, all Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can perfect their aqaid. To understand what is accepted, what is not accepted. And the most important, من كفر مسلما فقد باء به. Anyway, anyone who say to a Muslim, you are kafir, he will be of that type. You cannot say to someone, قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ Whoever say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ believing in it, Muhammad Rasulullah enter paradise. He didn't say enter hellfire. He said enter paradise. Means Ummatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummatun marhuma wa Ummatun maghfuratun lah. With the shafa'ah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the shafa'ah and gave him the shafa'ah already. He takes his ummah with him to paradise. He's not going to leave behind any of his ummah that they are on the real aqidah. Even those who are on false aqidah, we say, Ya Rabbi, bring them back to normal aqidah. Because they are our brothers and sisters. We don't say to anyone kafir. We cannot. It's Allah's judgment. It's not our judgment. So when we believe that our building needs a structure, means needs the five pillars of Islam that you have to learn and complete. But your building is not complete yet. Your structure is complete. To complete your building, you need Maqam al-Iman. And Maqam al-Iman are six pillars. As we mentioned before, you have to complete them in order now you have a structure. But you have an empty structure, no carpets, no chandelier like this one turning, making a tawaf. You're having a first time in my life I'm seeing a chandelier like that, rotating.
From Jeddah.
From Jeddah, it's a nice one. So, and then you see all these calligraphies, Al-Burda, written there, Al-Sharifa, all over. You enter, you feel very happy, very peaceful. Not an entering a ghost house with no writing on the door, no nothing. Nothing written inside Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now writings, and it's all white. Might be sometimes they make it all black. Their white is black. Because you don't think. So what you need then, you need to decorate your structure now and your house that you have built already from the Maqam al-Islam, from Islam, five pillars, and from Iman, six pillars, you have to decorate them. What Jibreel asked, to decorate, for us to learn to decorate our building, our hearts. If the heart is pulping, is beating, people are living, even they are in coma. Some people might have coma, the brain is dead, but the heart is alive. They are still living. So as long as your heart is beating, you are living. So you have to decorate this heart. That is the one that can be the place, the focus of everything, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ala inna fil jasadi la mudgha idha saluhat saluha al jasadu kullu wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kullu ala wa hiya al qalb. Verily there is a small flesh, said mudgha, is small flesh in the human body. If that one is fixed, healthy, the whole body is healthy. If that one is dead, sick, the whole body is sick. So what Prophet means? Means two meanings. Keep your heart healthy, your body will be healthy. Don't eat too much overeating. I'm sorry to say that me and all of, might be, I don't know, everyone, but me and many others. When we are invited to eat, we eat like as if we never saw food in our lives. We eat too much. And Prophet said, نَحْنُ بِخَوْمٌ لَا نَأْكُلُ حَتَّى نَجُوعَ. We are a group of people, we don't eat until we are hungry. وَإِذَا أَكَلْنَا لَا نَشْبَعْ. Means if we eat, we don't eat up to be full. We eat lower than our full stomach in order to keep healthy. When he said, Al-Ma'idatu Baytul Dar, stomach is the house of sickness. So most of sicknesses of people coming from eating excessive food. And today, you know today how people are eating excessive food. Before they didn't have the facilities of what we have today. Allah favored us, but it doesn't, you don't need to waste. What we throw is more what we eat today. So let's go back. Prophet ﷺ said, that heart is healthy, your body is healthy. If it's not healthy, then you are sick. Also, the heart for your soul, if that heart for your soul is healthy, then you can get these spiritual inspirations. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah inspired the self, as he said in Holy Quran. The good, the worst, the bad things for the soul, and the good thing, the sincerity and piety. So you have to choose one, because Allah gave you, they said, this is wrong, this is correct. What we choose? We choose the wrong or we choose the correct? We have to choose the right one. So for the soul, you have to choose the right one. That's why Jibreel asked him to clarify to the Sahaba, وَمَنْ إِحْسَانُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The continuation of the hadith. So we begin with Islam, we go through Iman, and now he said Ihsan. Why Jibreel alayhi salam said Iman and Ihsan? If Islam is enough, the five pillars, why he doesn't need to mention about Iman and mention about Ihsan? Means we need to perfect our religion beside the five pillars, the aqa'id and the moral excellence, the good behaviors. And these are the good behaviors. Maqam al-Ihsan. So what Prophet ﷺ answered? أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهِ. When Jibreel asked that question and Sahaba are listening, it's something new for them. To worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. Yeah, can you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. But Prophet ﷺ is giving them how much means if you really think that you can see Allah, how much you need to worship and to worship and to worship in order to be in the divine, in that divine presence. Means you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Akhirah, in paradise, so work for it. You cannot come with a dirty heart. You cannot pray on this beautiful carpet when there is some dirt on it. You have to clean it. So dirty hearts, you cannot say Allahu Akbar and enter in the prayer and your mind is somewhere else. So Maqam al-Ihsan is not easy. Maqam al-Ihsan is tazkiyatun nafs, maqam tazkiyatun nafs, the purification of the self. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Allah in Holy Quran said to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take from them sadaqah. Sadaqah can be voluntary worshipness. Can be anything. a donation to tahiruhum, to clean them with it. Means Prophet needs any cause to say, Ya Rabbi, I need to clean them. They are my ummah. You gave me shafa'ah. You said to me in Holy Quran, take from their wealth a donation to clean them. So if you approach Prophet ﷺ with something, he will have a situation that if he asks, Ya Rabbi, that one approach me with good, purify him. Tutahhiruhum, to clean them, and watuzakkihim, and to purify them. So after cleaning, what you do? Purifying. Take a dishwasher. I'm giving example on it. What dishwasher do? It clean the dishes. And after it clean, what it does? Dry them with very hot temperature in order to make them sterilized, clean. You eat, no sickness. Might be so many people in restaurant, they clean like that, the dishes only, and then you pass germs from one to another. But you sterilize them. Means then they become sterilized. They become so pure. And that's not enough. Summa salli alayhi. Then ask for them dua. Make dua for them. Inna salataka sakanun lahum. Your prayers to them give them tranquility in their hearts. So maqam al-ihsan, the level of spirituality of tazkiyatul nafs, purification of the self, is to take away the bad manners, the bad behaviors. You cannot say Allahu Akbar and you are thinking how you are going to cheat and lie. It's not going to work. When we say Allahu Akbar, we are in presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you act and how you behave. So what happened? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, أن تعبد الله, in the state of ihsan, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. Worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. In reality, what you are seeing like the oneness of your Lord. You can see the greatness of His creation. It indicates of His presence. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. As if you are seeing Him, you have to worship Him. You cannot, when you are seeing Him, you cannot lie. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ, then he said, if you are not able to see Him, what happened? فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ, He is seeing you. If you are not seeing Him, He is seeing you. He is seeing us, what we are doing. So clean your money with your donation. Clean yourself with your donations. Clean your family with your donation. And donation can be anything, as I said before. So I will end because it's 1 o'clock coming. What Jibreel alayhi salam continued asking Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam after teaching the Sahaba that Islam, religion, is Islam, Iman, and Ihsan, as we have mentioned in a very summarized way. He said, Akhbirni an Issa'ah. Tell me about the Day of Judgment. He said, Man as-sa'ilu bi'a'lam min al-mas'ool. The one who is asking knows more than the one that who been asked. Ya Jibreel, you know more. That is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Akhbirni an alamatiha. Tell me about its signs then. The signs of the last days. Are we in the last days? Unfortunately, I'm going to throw this in.
No one of our ulama today speaks about the last days, and we are in the last days. Few ulama speaks about the last days. Sahaba, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his sahaba the importance of the last days and the appearance of the false messiah, Masih al-Dajjal. That sahaba used to think that Masih al-Dajjal is coming in their time behind the palm tree. So today no one telling us about the last days, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the most important hadith of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and not all Muslims, of hadith Sayyidina Umar. It's called hadith Jibreel alayhi salam. He said, "Akhbirni an alamatiha." Tell me about the signs. He said, "Antara al-hufa al-ura ru'a al-shay tatawaluna fil bunyan." You will see the barefooted, naked Bedouins competing in high rises. They turn the deserts, at that time, deserts will be turned in high rises. And we see today that everywhere you go in Muslim and Arab countries, these huge high rises, what Prophet ﷺ predicted 1400 years ago. So that is a sign for us to clean and purify ourselves and say there is no time. Of course there is no time. Might be any moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the angel of death and he take your soul. What happened? And there is no time. Prophet predicted the ahadith. You go anywhere today in the Arab countries, especially where Prophet ﷺ mentioned Jazirat al-Arab, the Gulf, and Bilad al-Hijaz, Bilad Najd, you see they overtook the Kaaba. There are buildings higher than the Kaaba today. In the time of the Ottomans, Turkish dynasty, you can see the old domes, small domes, domes, arc, and small domes. They made sure not to increase higher than the Kaaba. Respect for the Kaaba. Today, buildings are everywhere. I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about prediction of the desert becomes high rises appear. So what we are waiting to repent? Oh Muslim, our duty is to repent and be good individuals in the community and be careful of this new trend of violent acts and terrorist acts. We have nothing to do with it. We have to declare it openly. We don't want to be Ahlul Sunnah or the Muslim community, we don't want them to be under investigations. We want to say we will not cover anyone who does something wrong, it's his problem. We are peace-loving people, we carry flowers with us, we don't carry explosives. Anyone likes to come to us, he will get sweets and candies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah bless all of us. May Allah keep this masjid and other masajid growing and growing. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Arabic? Keep that. No, my love.